Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1355 in the writing is shiur number 507. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're middle of the halachas of Negel Vasser. We've spoken about most of the halachas in reference to the morning. Now, there are interesting, there's various different other times, in other words, other actions which a person could do whereby it will require them to wash their hands. The most common action which we've been talking about is when one wakes up and the ruach ruz on the hands and the various different ins and outs with the machlekes of with the Rush and the Rajwa and how we work it in conjunction with having, you know, the hands are dirty according to the Rush, and according to the Rajwa it's a new creation. And really an extra thing in conjunction with all that is that the Ruach Ra is upon the upon the hands. Now, there are various different other times where one has to wash the hands, and some of the times which we'll talk about is actual Ruach Ra, and some of the times it's a question of cleanliness of the, whereby what the action that they're doing, it makes the hands dirty. So we'll see how that works. Now, it's an interesting to note, just as a introduction to this entire subject that we'll be talking about, which is a continuation of the washing of the hands, which we have been talking about, and that is when we talk about when it's taka ruach ra on the hands, then it's of extreme importance that a person washes the hands right away. Now, we're not talking about a question of davening, just stam in general. A person has to be careful not to have the ruach ra on the hands. Well, but when it's a question of the cleanliness, right? In other words, their hands are dirty, so you can't daven, or you can't make a bracha, you can't learn till you wash your hands, but there's no, if you want to call it, extreme importance of having to wash your hands right now because of Ruach Ra, because there is no Ruach Ra. It's just a question of having them dirty from the action that was done. Now, as we've explained in the past also, when it comes to brachas and when it comes to learning, as opposed to tefillah, because by tefillah, by davening, you have to have a kli, you have to wash, but then at least b'di'evid, according to many paiskim, some place can even lechatchila that where the Mishnah brings down, one could just do midi de menakes, just to rub their hands on something, and that will be good enough to cleanse their hands. But that is only when we're going to say that the action they did made their hands dirty. But when it's actual ruach ra, which we'll see the distinction in the various different categories, which we'll talk about. When it's ruach ra, then you actually need water, which we've been talking about, three times alternately back and forth. Okay, so to begin today, the first one, the procedure of washing various times, reasons for it depends. Again, it's going to depend on the action that was done. The first one we want to talk about is actually cutting one's nails, right? To start with, the first one we want to talk about is somebody cuts their nails. When the nails are cut, whether the person does it themselves, right? If I cut my own nails or somebody else cuts the nails for me, right? So let's say somebody cuts their own nails or somebody else cuts that person's nails. So the impure spirits, rest on the hand, and one would have to wash their hands. Therefore, when one has their nails cut, they have to wash their hands immediately. Okay, that's now it's best to wash three times alternately, so the place can bring down. It is best to wash in this case three times alternately. Some hold in this case washing the hands one time would be sufficient. Also, to remove it's to remove the impure spirit. It's some sort of a ruach ra also when one cuts the nails, but this is how the Sfarim bring it down. It is some sort of a ruach ra, but in this case there are those who hold, as opposed to in the morning, but in this case when one cut their nails, some do hold that washing the hands one time would be sufficient, and then there are others that hold, no, you have to wash, make sure you wash three times alternately when one cuts their nails or they have their nails cut. So that's an important thing, but this would be one of those times where you're dealing with a question of ruach ra, impure spirit, as opposed to just their hands are dirty, which we'll see what those actions are all about. Now, the rule applies, the rule whereby one has to wash their hands applies to both if they cut their fingernails or if they cut their toenails, right? It doesn't make a difference. Somebody will say, well, I cut my toenails, so I'm good. No, you cut your toenails or your fingernails, either one, it doesn't have to be both, right? One would have to wash their hands. Furthermore, even if one only cuts some of the nails, they have to wash the some of the nails were cut, they would still have to wash their hands. In other words, I only cut three of the fingers, three nails on three of the fingers. The other fingers I did not have to cut, so one would still have to wash them with their hands. It doesn't, in other words, you don't have to cut all 10 fingers, cut all the nails on all the 10 fingers. As long as they cut some of the nail, we'll see more details upcoming soon. But to keep in mind, very important that one has to be careful to wash their hands as soon as possible when cutting their nails. Thank you for listening. Aslacham Bracha Kol Tov.